Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Closing prices. Posted $57.76. Futures $61.28. Natural gas $2.816. Benchmark U.S. rose $1.53 to $61.28 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Local news roundup. Meeting. Comanche Trails Woodturners has scheduled a meeting from 10 a.m. to noon, March 13th, at George Hancock's shop, 1709 Clark Street, Midland. Coulter Ellison will demonstrate the basics of bowl turning on the wood lathe. The public is welcome to all our demonstrations. For more information, call 432-439-5343. On the net, ComancheTrailWoodturners.org. Basin 52 call for artists. Odessa Arts is seeking artists for the inaugural Basin 52 exhibit to be displayed from October 1st to September 30th, 2022. 52 works by 52 different West Texas artists will be exhibited in various city buildings across Odessa. These works should reflect the artist's impression of West Texas. The works will also be included in an exhibit catalog and printed on a specialty playing card deck to be sold by local merchants. Deadline to apply is May 31st. To apply, visit tinyurl.com/5fkatrzw. Shoot for Heroes. Show of Support has scheduled a sporting clay shoot. Shoot for Heroes, July 30th at Windwalker Farms Sporting Clays, 2551 County Road C-2801, Stanton. Check-in for the first flight is at 7:30 a.m. Show of Support is a 501c3 nonprofit organization honoring America's wounded veterans. Their purpose is to demonstrate public support for the men and women of our military by providing outdoor hunting adventures to those men and women who have been injured in service of our country. Sponsorships are available. To sponsor or for more information, call 432-687-2167 or visit showofsupport.org. Vocal Performance Set. The University of Texas Permian Basin Vocal Ensemble presents Amal and the Night Visitors, March 5 through 7 at First United Methodist Church, 415 North Lee Avenue, Odessa. Performances are at 7:30 p.m. today, Friday and Saturday, and 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Masks are required. Tickets are $10 for adults, reserved seating. Children are free and college students with ID. Call 552-3286 or music@utpb.edu for tickets. On the net, tinyurl.com/6rd3w9dd. OANews@OAOA.com. Local News Roundup. Man charged with assaulting spouse. A 41-year-old man was arrested after he reportedly punched his spouse, choked her, and threatened her with a kitchen knife. Adetunji Ayankoya was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, family violence, a second-degree felony, continuous violence against the family, a third-degree felony, and assault by strangulation, a third-degree felony. The most recent assault happened at 3:40 p.m. March 1st in the Summer Tree Place Apartments located at 2220 East 52nd Street, a an Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit detailed. The victim, identified as Catherine Ojo, reportedly told officers that her spouse, Ayan Kuya, was in an argument that turned physical. Ojo stated that Ayan Kuya punched her in the head and choked her with his hands around her neck by impeding her breathing, the affidavit stated. Ojo also stated that Ayan Kuya grabbed a kitchen knife and threatened to kill her. Officers reportedly saw multiple visible injuries on Ojo that were consistent with her allegations. Ojo also stated that violence has been continuous since February, as she showed officers visible bruising and injuries at her neck from a previous assault, as she stated she was choked with a cord. Ayan Kuya was located at his employer and was questioned under Miranda rights, which he waived, the affidavit stated. Ayan Kuya admitted to the assault and stated to officers that he messed up. He also stated the violence was a continuous event in the household and has occurred twice within a 12-month period. Ayan Kuya was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. He has three bonds totaling $70,000 and was still in custody as of Wednesday morning, jail records show. Man charged with assaulting wife. An Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit detailed a 38-year-old man intentionally rammed his vehicle into his wife's vehicle during an argument. Justin Tonkinson was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a second-degree felony. At around 1:35 a.m., February 28th, officers were patrolling the 4600 block of East University Boulevard when they saw a dark sedan driving slowly through the parking lot of the Westlake Hardware, located at 4652 East University Boulevard, while dragging a bumper underneath the vehicle, the affidavit stated. The driver of the vehicle dragging the bumper was reportedly identified as Stormy Tonkinson. She stated that she was parked in her vehicle next to her husband, Justin Tonkinson. She also stated that both vehicles were facing the same direction with her on the driver's side of her husband's vehicle. Stormy Tonkinson stated she began to argue with her husband, the affidavit stated. She stated during the argument that her husband turned the steering wheel all the way to the left, quickly accelerated to strike her vehicle despite having an open and unobstructed area to move forward. Stormy Tonkinson reportedly told police that her husband had left the scene. She provided a video of the incident that showed her husband turning the steering wheel toward her vehicle and accelerating to intentionally strike her vehicle. Justin Tonkinson was located outside of his residence by Midland County Sheriff's Office, the affidavit stated. He was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. Justin Tonkinson had one bond totaling $30,000 and posted bail on March 2nd, jail records show. Woman charged with assaulting boyfriend. A 29-year-old woman was arrested after she reportedly assaulted her boyfriend. Kimberly Dawn Rodriguez was charged with continuous violence against the family, a third-degree felony. The recent assault happened at 2:41 p.m., February 28th, in the 87th Apartments, located at 8640 Hunter Miller Way, an Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit detailed. The victim, identified as Leonard Landry, reportedly had visible injuries to his arms, forehead, left cheek, chest, and back. The wounds were visibly bleeding, and the mark on his left cheek appeared to be a chemical burn. After speaking with Landry, officers attempted to make contact with Rodriguez at her apartment, but she didn't answer the door, the affidavit stated. Landry gave officers his key to the apartment and his consent to enter the apartment. Rodriguez was located inside the apartment. Rodriguez reportedly told officers that she and Landry had been in an argument, but it never turned physical. Officers asked Rodriguez about Landry's injuries, and she stated that he did them to himself. Rodriguez also stated that Landry assaulted her, but at the time Rodriguez had no marks or injuries. Rodriguez was also found to have engaged in family violence two other times within the last 12 months, the affidavit stated. She was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. Rodriguez had one bond, totaling $10,000, and she posted bail on Wednesday, jail records show. Man charged with choking wife. A 38-year-old man was arrested after he reportedly choked his wife. Josh Otero was charged with assault by strangulation, a third-degree felony. The reported assault happened at 3:23 a.m. March 2nd in the MCM Elegante, located at 5200 East University Boulevard, an Odessa Police Department probable cause affidavit detailed. The victim, identified as Liza Mae Otero, was reportedly in the lobby crying and told police she was assaulted by her husband, Josh Otero. Liza Mae Otero stated her husband had been out drinking, and when they arrived at the hotel, he got upset with her, started cussing at her, and began to choke her. Officers asked Liza Mae Otero if she passed out, and she stated that she didn't remember anything, the affidavit stated. Officers saw that Liza Mae Otero had redness around her neck area, scratches to her neck, chin, and upper chest, and bruising to her neck. Officers reportedly made contact with Josh Otero on the 7th floor of the hotel, and he was asked about the fight. Josh Otero stated nothing happened, while officers saw a scratch above his right eyebrow and a scratch to his upper lip. When officers questioned Josh Otero about the injuries, he stated he wasn't going to tell on his wife and be a man about it, the affidavit stated. Josh Otero was arrested, charged, and transported to the Ector County Law Enforcement Center. He had one bond totaling $20,000 and posted bail on Wednesday, jail records show. OA News at OAOA.com. This is Kay reading the Odessa American for Thursday, March 4th, 2021. Obituaries. Robert Lee Mims, Odessa. Morning has landed, and Robert Lee Mims Sr. prepared breakfast for his two boys, Robert Jr. and Tracy. This was his routine before he started his day as a truck driver. As a single father, he took pride in taking care of his sons, teaching them to be responsible men. Men that kept their word and knew how to survive and fend for themselves and their families. It was a hot day in O'Donnell, a small West Texas town. The news was filled with the onset of World War II, yet the story in O'Donnell was the birth of baby Robert Lee Mims to Jewel Lee Mims and Robert Q. Callicutt. Robert Lee was one of seven children. His brothers and sister were Robert Lewis, Charlene, Jan, Deanie, Larry, and Janelle. Growing up in West Texas was filled with adventures, farming, fishing, and hunting. However, Robert wanted more. Upon graduating from Dumar High School, he enlisted into the military to serve his country. Nevertheless, upon hearing of the birth of his first son, Robert Jr., he was sent home, at which point Robert Jr. became his priority. Several years later, leading by example, he adopted a second son, Tracy. Robert provided for his family, working for over 20 years for the city of Odessa, Texas, more than 10 years for the city of Lovington, New Mexico, as a truck driver. As time would have it, Thursday, February 18th, 2021, Robert transitioned from the highways, fishing holes, and hunting fields on Earth, leaving a legacy of commitment and love for his son, Robert Lee Jr., Janie Mims, grandchildren Monica Samuel Hurtado, Mayra Jaime Perales, and Mireya Quiroz, and Horacio Olivas, brother Robert Lewis Callicutt, sisters Charlene Green and Jan Callicutt. His mother, Jewel Mims, and father, Robert Q. Callicutt, and son, Tracy Mims, along with Brother Deany and Sister Janelle, preceded him in death. No services have been scheduled at this time. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel, and condolences to the family may be sent online at acreswestfuneral.com. J.B. Pugh, Kerrville. J.B. Pugh, 80, of Kerrville, Texas, was promoted to heaven on Saturday, February 20th, 2021. J.B. passed peacefully at home. He was born in Sundown, Texas, to Sam Houston and Johnny Tidwell Pugh on February 12th, 1941. He married Judy Mae Harrington on January 10th, 1961. They were married until her death in 2001. J.B. married New Mexico State Representative Shirley A. Tyler on March 12th, 2011. J.B. was preceded in death by his sister, Jessie Pugh, mother, Johnny Pugh, father, Sam Houston Pugh, brother, Houston Pugh, sister, Billy Lewis Kidd, wife, Judy Mae Pugh, and grandson, Alexander John Cade Pugh. Survivors include wife, Shirley Pugh, daughter, Lisa Pugh, son, Kobe Pugh, and daughter-in-law, Tessie, grandsons, Hayden Hayes Pugh and Hunter J. Pugh, and fiancé, Skylar, great-granddaughter, Charlotte, Greg Tyler and wife, Rita, Diana Tyler Sauer and husband, Jim. A memorial service will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday, March 6th, 2021, at Grimes Funeral Chapels, with Pastor John Wheat officiating. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given in memory of J.B. Pugh to Trinity Baptist Church in Kerrville, Texas, or to a charity of your choice. Condolences may be sent at www.grimesfuneralchapels.com by selecting the Send Condolences link. Funeral arrangements are entrusted to Grimes Funeral Chapels of Kerrville. Dr. Johnny Brian Putty, U.S. Army. HICO. Dr. Johnny Brian Putty, age 87, of HICO, Texas, died Saturday, February 27th, 2021. Johnny was born March 2nd, 1933, in Texon, Texas, to William, Jack, and Addie Hilliard Putty. An only child, he grew up in the rugged oil fields of West Texas, often riding his horse to the county road to catch the school bus. In his youth, he played baseball, showed livestock, rode bulls and broncs in rodeo, was an amateur boxer, and cultivated the art of great storytelling. He was preceded in death by his daughter, Judy Wyatt, and Sue Duncan Putty, mother of his eldest children. Johnny is survived by his wife, Lee Putty, his children, Jamie and Moni Putty, Jackie Fouts and Kyle Putty, and his grandchildren, Jonathan Wyatt, Jessica Wyatt, Jordan Putty, Krista Putty, Jared Putty, and Addie Fouts. Johnny's colorful stories and generous, loving heart are also cherished by the countless friends he gathered throughout his life. Services will be held Friday, March 5th, 2021, at the First United Methodist Church of HICO at 10 a.m. and will also be live streamed at FumChico, that's FumChico.org /live-stream. Burial will follow at the HICO Cemetery. A guest registry will be available at Harvest Hills Funeral Home on Thursday, March 4th, 2021, from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Death Notices. Juan Espinosa Licon, Odessa. Juan Espinosa Licon, 66, of Odessa, died Friday, February 12th, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Thursday, March 4th, 2021, at Holy Redeemer Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Jasper Lynn McCowan, Odessa. Jasper Lynn McCowan, 56, of Odessa, died Monday, February 15, 2021, in Odessa. Celebration of Life will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, March 5, 2021, at Manor of the Word. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Pastor Riley is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Luther Gregg Miller, Jr., New Mexico. Luther Gregg Miller, Jr., 70, of Seminole, died Wednesday, February 24, 2021, in New Mexico. Celebration of Life will be held at 2 p.m., March 6, 2021, at Transformation Church. Arrangements are by Ratliff Funeral Home of Seminole, Texas. Mario R. Munoz, Odessa. Mario R. Munoz, 70, of Odessa, Texas, died Monday, March 1, 2021, in Odessa, Texas. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Friday, March 5, 2021, at St. Elizabeth Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Jesus Elena Munoz, Odessa. Jesus Elena Munoz, 74, of Odessa, died Wednesday, February 24, 2021, in Odessa. Mass will be celebrated at 10 a.m. Friday, March 5, 2021, St. Elizabeth Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery, Odessa 2 section. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Immunity after COVID does not appear to be long-lasting. Dear Dr. Roach, in your recent column about the COVID-19 vaccine, you review the Pfizer vaccine results along with your suggested approach. You say, people with a history of COVID-19 infection benefited from the vaccine just as much as those without, suggesting no natural immunity was present. I'm curious what specific results from the study led you to this conclusion. Thank you. Anon. Answer. There is some degree of immunity after natural COVID-19 infection for at least the first 3 months after infection. After that, immunity begins to wane. In the large study for the Pfizer vaccine, longer-term immunity was evaluated by comparing the risk of acquiring COVID-19 in the group that did not receive vaccine between those who had antibodies showing previous infection against those who did not. The attack rate, the proportion infected by COVID-19, was 1.3% in people with and without COVID-19 antibodies at baseline. To your good health, Dr. Keith Roach. Roach's column appears Tuesdays through Saturdays. Readers may write him at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, March 4th. Man's bisexual past gnaws at woman's sense of trust. Dear Abby, I am a 49-year-old woman who has been in a romantic relationship with a good, caring man for 2 years. We live together, and he shows me all the time how much he loves me. We have amazing chemistry and are very affectionate. We enjoy spending time together, especially outdoors. When we first started dating, he told me he was bisexual and had had relationships with men. He insists I am his true love, and he is with only me now. He has never shown signs of straying, but sometimes I get insecure and wonder if I should take him at his word that he only wants me. Should I trust him? Signed, Wants to Be Sure, in Rhode Island. Dear Wants, this man has been upfront with you. Because someone finds members of both genders attractive does not mean the person is incapable of monogamy. During the last 2 years, he has given you no reason to believe he is untrustworthy, so take steps to deal with your insecurity and take him at his word. Dear Abby, my son and daughter-in-law, the parents of 3 minor children, were divorced in 2019. Prior to their divorce, the ex-daughter-in-law got pregnant by another man. She has since had a little girl. My dilemma is, do I include the new little girl when they come to visit Grandma? She is still my grandchildren's half-sister. As they get older and come to visit me, I would feel bad leaving her out of events. My son is livid that I would even consider including her. Her other grandparents refuse to have anything to do with her. How do I deal with this? Signed, Dilemma in the Midwest. Dear Dilemma, you have a loving heart. I assume all the children live together with their mother. To exclude their half-sister would be logistically difficult and cruel to a child who is blameless. Your son may not like the situation, but it is time for him to grow up and face reality. You are the only grandmother that child has ever known, so remain calm, assert your rights of self-determination, and refuse to allow yourself to be bullied or intimidated. Dear Abby, unfortunately, I am not in the same income bracket as my family and some of my friends. Also, I married a guy who doesn't like to socialize because he's a recovering alcoholic, and he also has hearing problems. Family and friends rarely ask us to join them when they go out, but they never fail to call and tell me all about the great time they had and where they plan to go next. It hurts, and I resent them for it. I want to be happy for them and not feel the way I do. Help. Signed, Different in New York. Dear Different, your husband may have hearing problems, but your relatives appear to be tone-deaf in the sensitivity department. What they are doing is cruel. Rather than compare your life to that of friends and relatives who have more freedom to socialize than you and your husband do, it would be more constructive to figure out what you can do. Socialize either with others or by yourselves in places that don't serve alcohol and aren't overly noisy. Ask your relatives to join you there and put the ball in their court.
Horoscope. Happy birthday for Thursday, March 4th, 2021. Private, intimate, and autonomous, you need a cozy place in which to exist. You produce your best work this year, and it is very successful. If single, you so crave creative isolation that you don't even search for a mate this year. You wait some years before joining your soulmate. If attached, you can communicate without speaking and have an intensely psychic bond. Virgo will never lead you on. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5, dynamic. 4, positive. 3, average. 2, so-so. 1, difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th. 5 stars. An old demon no longer troubles you. Inwardly, you'll feel more peaceful and strong. New financial strategies are worth considering. Your legendary analytical ability is in top form, enabling you to find solutions to several pesky problems. Tonight, a sigh of relief. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th. 3 stars. Be lighthearted about partnerships today. Today doesn't favor a serious or committed situation. Use caution in making promises and select closest associates with care. Trust your own instincts if a project of time investment seems risky. Tonight, vulnerable to peer pressure. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 3 stars. Today accents domestic relationships. Be alert to the needs of beloved pets. They'll be especially sensitive and emotional, also with any assistantship you hire and use. Companions surprise you with progressive plans. Tonight, a marvelous cycle for decision-making. Cancer, June 21st through July 22nd. 4 stars. Your charisma is at a peak, and interesting new prospects are attracted to you. Genuine drama is followed by the fireworks clearing. A companion whom you've lost track of can resurface. Tonight, double-check all agreements for questions of propriety come into play. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd. 4 stars. Work hard and be patient. Quiet contemplation helps you find contentment. It's a perfect cycle for redecorating projects in your home. You'll be devoting great energy to family matters. Honor your childhood memories and heritage. Tonight, a long and soothing herbal bath. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd. 5 stars. You're ready to explore and wander. Reflect upon a world map to help intuit the best places for visits once this pandemic is over. There is an urge to be active, not to wait or postpone. Today reminds you to savor the present. Tonight, savoring. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd. 4 stars. Today marks a wonderful time to separate the promising from the outmoded with regard to your source of income. You're very progressive in analyzing new economic trends. You get good financial news. Tonight, investment clubs and other group activities help you with financial planning. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st. 5 stars. Today, your charm and beauty impress the right people and help is offered. Pursue social and professional opportunities. Tremendous mental energy and artistic aptitude are heightened. New ideas abound. A friend is helpful and has knowledge to share. Tonight, dance like no one's watching. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st. 4 stars. Take time for quiet reflection today. Explore your subconscious needs through meditation and dream analysis. A person from the past unexpectedly gets in touch. You will be glad. Helping others who are less fortunate brings you joy. Tonight, a good night's sleep. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th. 4 stars. Today emphasizes help, charity, and wellness. A reunion of some type can be planned. Goals crystallize. Healing and growth are due. A larger-than-life quality prevails, but stay grounded and keep your perspective. Seek efficiency. Tonight, involvement on Zoom with a large group. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th. 4 stars. Be a good listener. You may learn a lot. Today creates a limiting and somewhat frustrating career situation. Accept others as they are and use your creative ideas constructively. By the end of the day, recognition is yours. Tonight, celebrate with older family members. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th. 5 stars. Today brings a cycle of great insight and awareness. Discussion groups and an eclectic combination of cultural traditions awaken your higher mind. Studying another language can have a positive impact, too. Tonight, watch a foreign movie or documentary.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.